we just have one more point to finish up on the topic of Pisco v'Karin Zavis. We ran out of time last time. The question is to whether the Chisaron of Pisco v'Karin Zavis is Apsol D'Oraisa or Apsol D'Rabbana. So there's a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelechah Simin Lamed Beis Os Gimel. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelechah Simin Lamed Beis Os Gimel, which is actually written to the author of the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov. It was asked this question, whether Pisco v'Karin Zavis is of Sol D'Oraisa or Sol D'Rabbanan. He assumes that in Svara it should be the same as Pirtza Yeser Me'eser. That a Pirtza Yeser Me'eser is a Sol D'Rabbanan, as is the case according to many, then the Psol of Pisco v'Karin Zavis also is a kind of a Pirtza, and that also should be a Psol D'Rabbanan. And he says, if you look through the correspondence between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishnah Yaakov, even the Mishnah Yaakov, who was machmir that a Pirtza Yeser Me'eser is a Psol D'Oraisa, would agree that Pisco v'Karin Zavis is only a Psol D'Rabbana. However, there is a line of the Chazanish in Simon Ayin Beis Os Aleph, which in the English Erevin Sefer, he notes, surprisingly, why the Minchas Yitzchak didn't quote this Chazanish, because the Minchas Yitzchak quotes another Chazanish. And the Chazanish in Simon Ayin Beis Os Aleph assumes that, no, Pisco v'Karin Zavis could be Yipsol D'Oraisa, even if Pirtza Yeser Me'eser is Yipsol D'Rabbanan. Why? Pisco v'Karin Zavis, the way the Chazanish explained, as we discussed last time, means that, I think this is what Yisrael Meir was trying to get to as the buzzer rang last time, but according to the Chazanish, Pisco v'Karin Zavis is a chisaron in your ability to say Omin Ruba. You can only talk about Omin Ruba if you have an omed, a paris, within the same mizgarib. If you have a pisco b'karin zavis, so that's not part of the regular cheshbon of omed versus paris, and could be that's even a psol d'oraisa, because even in Torah there's no omed meruba to speak of. The English Erevin Sefer, they point out that there's a mashmas in the Rashba, like the first approach, that Pisco v'Karin Zavis is only of Sol D'Rabbanan. The Rashba and the Vavim Aleph Dibra Maspil Kigon. The Rashba writes, Vavim Aleph Dibra Maspil Kigon, Tamili, Kame Adisfrile, the Pisco v'Karin Zavis Lo Abdi Inchi, Im Kane Pirzahi, Zuntai Vafilish Slosha Dinafkale Mitaris Lavud. Lo tatir dein kara materis, it's a pirtza. If Pisco v'Karin Zavis is a pirtza, then as long as the gap is outside of sheer lavud, that should be a psol. And yet the Gemara indicates that the sheer is dalid, right? So last time, the Gemara that came of Beis Levav Mun Aleph indicates that the psol of Pisco v'Karin Zavis is if you have a gap before tachin. But if Pisco v'Karin Zavis Lo Avdi Inchi, as the Rashba, it's the Pirtza. So as long as you're out of Shir Lovet, as long as it's more than three Tvachim, it should be a problem. Right? The Rashba, the Bodhis HaKodesh actually says that maybe between three and four is a problem on some level, but that's the Rashba's Kasha in his Kiddushim. He answers the Yishlomar, Kevan de Ba'alma Lo Havi Makam Chashiv Pachos Me'arba, since in general, Dalet Tvachim is a Shir Chashivas, a Shir Makam, Lo hechmiru alav kol kach, lasvicha tzuris ha-pesach, kevan di'ika karas ma'avui mi'alya. So lo hechmiru, in this case, a pisco b'karin zavis, if it's less than four tvachim. So that lashon lo hechmiru sounds pretty clearly that we're talking about a psol d'rabbana. Min ha-Torah, a pisco b'karin zavis is not a problem. It's only a psol d'rabbana. Mi d'rabbana, we treat it as a pirtza, as a problematic pirtza. And lo hechmiru, up to Dalit Tvachim. That seems to be the mashmas of the Rashba, which was the assumption of the Minchas Yitzchak that Pisco v'Karin Zavis is a Psol D'Rabbanan. And I was saying that the Chazanish, who indicates that it is a Psol D'Oraisa.
So, does it make a difference the shear of the Pirtza according to the Chazanish? I mean, if it, even relative to the oimid that you have? even if you have four tefachim, but you have much more omid, does it make it?
Doesn't sound like it. That's not. You can't say omid meruba if in the corner you have paris, because that's not not shayach to the omid. Omid meruba makes sense if you have omid, you have paris in the middle. You have it's all shayach to each other. Okay. So now we're going to move on to the sugya of Pi Tikra Yawrig Vesalsim.
When do you see that four tefachim is a Makom Chashuv?
This was last year that we tried to figure out what four tefachim is from Bechlal. But
yeah, but where do you see that it's Chashuv?
Well, anyways, Chazal then assumed that it was just a Yachid to be 4x4, I'm saying.
4x4, yeah, 10 high.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have four tefachim as a Shir Makom.
Right.
Where would that actually come from?
Here? Right, we did discuss.
It's not enough for a sukkah, though.
No, the sukkah could be that's the dira. Okay, so there are two primary sugyas of Pi Tikra, and then it comes up in other sugyas as well. Take a look first at the Gemara in Daf Kaf Hei Min Aleph. The Gemara is abroad, and this is in the Karpef Gemaras. The Gemara has the following. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Carpet base shalosh, the kirabo base sa. So the shear of a carpet is base asai. So here you have a carpet that is an extra third larger than your regular shear carpet. It's shear shalosh sa instead of base sa asai. Okay, so you have a carpet which is a third more than the minimum shear carpet. Or than a shear karpif. And then the kirubo besa. But you put a roof over that extra third. So now you have exactly a besa sayyid that is open, exposed, and you have a besa which is roofed. Rav Amar Avir Kiruyo Miyasra. The Rav says the area that is Mukura, the area that is roofed, is considered to be connected to the exposed area, and then you have a carpet that is yosemi beis asayim. The fact that there's a roof over the section of the carpet doesn't make a difference. We treat that entire area as a carpet of beis shalosh sa'ah. It's above the sheer carpet, and therefore has the halachas of carpet. Reb Zera Amar Ein Avir Kiruya Miyasar. Zera says no. The extra area that's mikura is not mitsuraf to the exposed area, and therefore all you have is a base asayim, so just under the upper limit, and therefore it's not subject to the halachas of karpif. Fine. Now the Gemara says, what's the machlokas? Lema Rava v'Rav Zera b'pluksa d'Rav Shmuel k'mifligi. So let's say this machlokas, Rava and Rav Zera, whether we view the roofed area as connected to the rest of the karpif or not, let's say that's dependent on a machlokas ravishmol. What's that machlokas? The imar achsadra bibika. You have an achsadra in a bika, in a plain, in an open area. So for now, let's define achsadra as Rashi does. You have an area that has no walls. So you have some kind of a enclosure that has a roof and has four poles. But aside from the poles holding up the roof, there are no walls. So this achsad the rubika, Rav Amar Mutil Latalta Bukula. Rav says that has the din of Rishis Yachid, even though there are no walls. Vishmuel Amar Ein Latalta El Vidal Adam. Shmuel says no din of Rishis Yachid. Therefore, there's an Isra Tilto. What's that machlokas? Rav Amar Mutil Latalta Bukula. Amrin on Pitikar Yod Vesosin. Rav says you're allowed to carry in the entire area because we say Pi Tikra Yorid Vesosim. We say that the lip of the roof is viewed as going down, as closing up that whole side. So if, for the moment, we'll use Rashi Tzir, we have a roof that's supported by four poles without any walls, so we can view the lip of the roof as going down on all four sides and creating four halachic mechitzos and making that area into a rishus hayachid. And the Gemara says that should be the position of Rav Zera, that Ein Avir Kiruim Miyatro, that if you have a carpet and adjacent to the carpet is an area that is enclosed, that is covered by a roof, so we say the end of that roof, Pitikar Yod Misosem, we say we view that roof as creating a mechitza, and that mechitza divides the roof section from the exposed section. The exposed section is only a shear beis asayim, and therefore not subject to the halachas of karpet. V'shmuel amar eimatatun el b'dal ramos, and Shmuel says no, this is not a rishis ayachar. What does he hold? Lar mina pitikra yovisosem, we don't say pitikra. So the Gemara says, let's say that this machlokas about kiruy miyatro is dependent on the machlokas. Do you say Pitikra yored v'sosek? Now the Gemara is docha, turn to Amid Beis, not necessarily. I da'avida ki achsadra hachanami. So if was the case that the roof in the Beis Hasayim case is the same as the roof in the Achsadra case, then in a chanami the machlokas would be parallel. However, the Gemara says, what's the case of Rav Reb Zera? There, the case is the Avid Ka'orzala. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Hacha de Palug Rabba de Avid Kirui Ki'orzala or Zila. Here, Rabba argues and says that we don't say Pitikra. Why? In principle, maybe he agrees that you do say Pitikra. Why don't you say Pitikra in the carpet case? Because the roof is Ki Orzala. Yitzia Gag Meshupa is a slanted roof, the lack of Peh. You could only say Pitikra Yovisosim if you have a Peh, if you have a lip, and that only makes sense if the roof is straight. But if the roof is slanted, so you can't really view the edge of the roof as being shayach to the rest of the roof because it's at a slant. It's not considered to be a path for Pitikra, and therefore Pitikra is not operative, but maybe in Akhanami, maybe Rabbi would have agreed that if you have a straight roof, Pitikra would be effective.
Well, what's the difference between slant and flat for Pitikra? Once you get to the actual lip, if you look at it microscopically, the lip
right.
of a slant or a mm-hmm. flat is the same.
So now looking at things microscopically, the perspective is that if it's slanted, so we don't really, the edge of that roof is not shy for the rest of the roof in the same way to allow you to say Pitikra. We'll have to come back to the details of this probably next time. But that's how Rashi understands Ki Orzala Gag Meshupa. Tosos argues, Tosos has a different girsa. Tosos says, Hacha Mayaskina de Aviki Arsala. Shahaisa Perutsa Midali Ruchas. Doesn't refer to the direction of the roof. Not being Machala between the slanted roof and the straight roof. We're talking where the area is Perutsa on all four sides. Arsala means Amita, a bed. Hinei arso, doesn't go to the pasuk, but by oak, hinei arso, eris barzel, halo Hebrew, vasvenei amon, eris is a bed. I'm sorry?
He has a
girsa
with a sin?
He has a girsa with an ayin, resh, samach. It's supposed to aleph, resh, ayin. Okay. So according to Tosa, has nothing to do with slanted. Arsala means that it's open on all four sides. So if it's open on all four sides, then you don't say Pitikra. But if you're looking at, if you need to enclose fewer than four sides, you would say Pitikra. So in the case of the Beis Hasayim, you only need to say Pitikra on one side to divide the third Beis with the original Beis Hasayim. So you say Pitikra. But to say Pitikra on all four sides, that we don't do, necessarily. And that also we'll have to come back to as we go on. Okay, so this is the first sugya that discusses Pitikra. Then the second sugya is the Gemara in Sadi Dalit. The Mishnah Right, so far we saw number one, Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, whether a slanted roof prevents you from saying Pitekra. And number two,
we can see it by all four, or...
Well, so we haven't yet fleshed this out. We'll have to see in the other sugyas and the Bali Tosfos there, that, at least in the Dechi of the Gemara, that... If we wouldn't say it according to Tosfos on all four sides, we would say it's only one side, so we don't know yet about three sides. Or maybe that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So that we'll have to come back to based on the next Gemara we're going to see. Okay, take a look on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Chatzer Shenifritzel Rishis HaRabim Mishtei Ruchasah. So if you have a Chatzer that opens up to Rishis HaRabim on two sides, in a house that opens up to a Rishis HaRabim on two sides, meaning when Shabbos began, it was properly enclosed, and then over Shabbos, it becomes Nifritza. So you have a Chatzer that becomes Nifritza over Shabbos, a Bayis that becomes Nifritza over Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mutarim Osa Shabbos, Asur Ma'asa Lavo, and Rabbi Yossi says, in Mutar L'Asa Shabbos, Mutar L'Asa Lavo, in Masir L'Asa Lavo, Asir L'Asa Shabbos, you can't split. So just like it's going to be Asir next week, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Asir this Shabbos as well, once the walls come tumbling down on Shabbos. Okay, so Gemara asks, V'may Yaskina. So what's the case? Why does the Mishnah have to tell you Dafka case where it's nifritz on two sides? So ilema be'eser, if we're talking about a case where the pirsa is 10 tvach, 10 amos, maish dam birach achas, darmina piskahu, mishtei ruchas nami piskahi. So if it's less than 10 amos, then just as if it was nifritz on one side, we'd say it doesn't bother us because it's yes, it's not yes or me'eser. So if it's nifritz on two sides, it also shouldn't bother us because that's a pesach. Now it appears that as long as it's not in excess of 10 amos. Elabiasar yasar, so it must be talking about where the pierce is more than 10 amos. Ihachi, afilu miruach achas nami. If it's a pierce of yasar miyasar, that should pose a problem even if the pierce is on one side. Amirav, la'olam be'asar. We're talking where the pierce is under 10 tvachim. Ah, if it's under 10 tvachim, why do we have to say two sides? If it's under 10 tvachim, even two sides shouldn't pose a problem. The Amar Rav, Olam be'eser, ukegon shenifritza b'keren zavis. The case is where the pierce is b'keren zavis, the pistol b'keren zavis lo of the inchi. Okay, so we're talking about in the Chatzer case, where the pierce is b'keren zavis, and that is a problematic pierce. Fine. That's the case of Chatzer. Now the Gemara is going to say, what's the case of bayis? V'chein bayis shenifritz mishtei ruchosav. Ma'ishna mirach achas v'mein p'tekar yorvus osem. So the Gemara assumes that the reason that a pierce on one side wouldn't pose a problem is because we'd say p'tekar yorvus osem, we would view the roof as enclosed in that area, creating a mechitza. So ma'ishna mirach achas v'mein p'tekar yorvus osem. Mishtei ruchos nami lem p'tekar yorvus osem. So why don't we say in two sides as well? P'tekar yorvus osem. Ami divei rav, mishmei de rav, kegon shenifrat v'karem zavis. We're talking about where the pierce is on a corner. V'kiruyo ba'alachsom. And the roofing is at a slant, at a diagonal. Dilekala meymar p'tikra yorid v'sosem. And there you can say p'tikra yorid v'sosem. Says Rashi. Army be'rav hanami b'karen zavis. So in the second case of the Mishnah, we're also talking about a Karen Zavis, the bias case. Afal gav de be'eser, the Afal gav de be'eser or kimna L'armina piskahu, the piska b'karin zav is lo avdi. Even if the pirtza is yes, is less than 10, but if it's b'karin zav is the problem, umishum pitikra namila. And you can't tell me pitikra in the karin zav is, kigon shekiruya ba'lafson dishipua. So Rashi says, what does it mean a lafson? It means that the roof is slanted, as we saw Rashi in Kaf Hei, kigon gagin shalanu, like the medieval French roofs that are slanted to Lakapet. The Hainukane Arsala Darina Bosan Pasin. And that's what we referenced earlier in Daf Kafe. So Rashi here also learns Elasa means Hishipua, and the reason you can't say Pitikra is because the roof is slanted.
Oh, it's finally starting to make sense now compared to what we saw. This was one of our sources when we were doing, right, a little bit Nifros Beniluo.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, Hashem.
So that is Rashi. Take a look at Tosfos. The Kiruyo Galasa.
But Rashi could say Pitikra Yod Tosfosin in a corner.
If not for the fact, correct.
That is Bishikua.
And if not for the fact that it's Bishikua.
Against the concept of Lo Abdi Inshi.
The Lo Abdi Inshi is on the Pesach. But if you say Pitikra.
So then there's no Pesach there.
Ah, so that's what we're going to get to in a minute. What's the lovedness? Good, okay, you're set ahead of us. Okay. So that's where we're leading to. So take a look at Tosfos. The Kiruyo Ba'alachson quotes Rashi. The Tema. If Rashi's correct, that we need the same thing that we meant in Daf Kafe, that is slanted, the Havalei Lamin Kaki Arzla, Kedinakadasam. So then use the same word that the Gemara uses on Kafe. Here the Gemara says alachson, there it says kiarzula. If it means the same thing, why are you using a different word? The amari, the mairi shenifrat hakiroi ba'alachson, im ha-mechitzos v'karen zavis, v'chi haigam nolo arminan pitikra. So according to the Ri, we're talking about a case where the roof also is compromised. That just like the wall was knocked down, and you have the appearance of the Karen Zavis, so the part of the roof over that area also was knocked down, and you don't have a roof to say Pitikra from. There's no roof to use for Pitikra. But the issue isn't the location, the issue isn't the slant of the roof, the issue is the lack of a roof.
So you don't say
Pitikra.
You
need a Tikra.
Tikra
is
obvious.
No, no.
Sounds like it's an extension of Pitikra, the Karen Zavis.
No, he's saying that the Kiroi itself is Nifratz.
Right. So, okay.
Okay. So what's behind the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, here and on the Kafe? There's a piece in the Stipler, relatively brief piece. The Stipler, Simon Aleph, Kilos Yaakov, and Ervin. He explains the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, is what Yisrael Meir was getting at. He explains the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as follows. To take a look at the Gemara and Daf, Pevav Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Very bottom, second to last line. The Gemara quotes the name of Rav Yehuda, Kora Arba Materes Bechorva. So you have a Chorva, you have a dilapidated house. And the house doesn't have mechitzas anymore, they're all knocked down. And all you have left is a Kora, and that Kora is 4 tefachim wide. And that Kora joins the remaining frame of the house. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kora Arba, Materes B'chorva. That Kora can function as a mechitza to allow you to carry inside the dilapidated house. Okay, so it sounds...
That Kora is for one... In place of one mechitza?
Yeah. Okay. And then if you had... So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kara dalem ataras b'chorba. Kara hat chuva mechoma lechoma b'chorba. You have a kara that bridges one wall of the chorva with the other wall. Kedera chorvos hanoflos v'nisharim behem koros. Because when you have a dilapidated house that falls down, you still have the beams. V'yesh v'rachva arba, and the kor is four tefachim wide. V'hi mutalos arachba, and it is situated such that its wide side is facing down, meaning that rochav of dalet tefachim is facing down. Mutar l'talko tachtaha. So we're not talking about being matir tiltal the entire chorva. We're talking about being matir tiltal under the kara. You're allowed to carry under the kara. Darminan shnei chudeha yordim esosman. We say the two edges of the kara. The kara is four tefachim wide. So the two edges of the kara are yorid esosay. To savelak Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. To amar. Mechitza tuliyah mataras, because Rabbi Yehuda here holds like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that a mechitza tuliyah is accessible, is admissible, is usable by yabasha. Now the yernetsuya mechitza tuliyah works by yam, doesn't work by yabasha. That's the machlokes tanaim. So he holds that this is essentially a mechitza tuliyah, a suspended mechitza that we say good achas on. And therefore, you could carry underneath the kara. The less of chasik of us, says Rashi, we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass that a mechitza tluya is mataras b'yabasha. The lahachi nakid arba the chi amar chudei yordan misosmin yehei ben chalal mechitzas arba the mechitza si lepakas v'chalal arba in a mechitza. It has to be four tefachim wide. Because in order to say that pitikra yod v'sosem, a mechitza could only be master an area that's at least four tefachim wide. So Rashi is saying over here that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this kora operates midin pitikra, that we view each edge of the kora as going down, and pitikra essentially is a function, application of good achis. That is really the same issue as mechitza tuliya. So mechitza tuliya works via basha, then pitikra will work as well. And that operates through good achis, which is a mechanism of mechitza tuliya.
Which we don't paskin like.
Which we don't paskin like.
So then it works through pitikra and saisin.
Well, Rashi is saying pitikra is an application of mechitza tuliya / good achis. Pitikra works for good achis.
So it sounds like Rashi pitikra shouldn't work. Then.
Okay, so let's go slow.
Okay.
So far so good. Yossi? Okay. So then the cyclist says, "There's a ritva. The ritva is on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph." Let's take a look at that Gemara. Yudalit Amud Aleph. Okay, let's just jump in the middle. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top. Amar Sheshes. Hiniach Kora al Gabe Mavli. So you put a Kora at the entrance to a Mavli to be Matir Tiltal in the Mavli. Uparasala Maselas. So that should have been enough to just put the Kora there. And now you put a mat over the cover. So you hang a mat over the cover. But that mat does not reach within 3 tefachim of the ground. So now you've created a mechitza tluya. You have a mat that you put over the korah that should function as a mechitza, but it's a mechitza tluya because it doesn't reach within 3 tefachim of the ground. Okay? So if you would have just had a korah there, the korah is matir teltum lemovit. But now you obscure the korah and you hung a mechitza over it. The Gemara says, for sheshes, korah ain't kan, mechitza ain't kan. So now you're kereach mikan mikan. Now you have nothing. You don't have a korah because the korah is obscured, and you don't have a mechitza because it's a mechitza tuya. Korah ain't kan da mechasya, mechitza ain't kan da mechitza, chigdim bokimba. The korah is obscured, so you can't use the korah anymore. And the mechitza is not good because it's a mechitza shekidi in bokim, but it's a mechitza tuya. So you're stuck. You made it worse. Should have quit when you're at. Says the Ritva, mechitza ein kan, dahavi la mechitza shekidi in bokim. Peirush. Ulefikach ein mechitza kazu mataras. Because it's a mechitza tuya, it's an ineffective mechitza. V'yemtomar kol man da'amar korah mishum mechitza heyach mataras. 1 second. How can a korah ever work? Machlokas whether korah is mishum mechitza or mishum heker. So if korah is mishum mechitza, how does a korah ever work? V'harbe yeshvar v'agamalim bokin tata. Is it every korah mechitza tulia? Every korah, if it functions midin mechitza, is a mechitza shekidin bokin ba, because the whole area underneath is exposed. Yeah? So how could Korah ever be Mishum Mechitza, Laman Amar, Mechitza Tulia doesn't work? Yesh Lomar, Dishani Korah Shehi Rechava Tefach, V'ra'i Lomar Gud Akis, V'imkein Rowin Ke'ilu Kfar Nistam. That's, since the korah is a tefach wide, you can invoke good achis and review it as if it's all plugged up. So that's tonvir, but what you see in the Ritva is that there's a difference between a regular mechitza tluya and a korah. By a korah we do say good achis. By a regular mechitza tluya, we don't. Meaning to say that there could be a different kind. Not everything that presents itself as a mechitza tluya necessarily has a fisaron of mechitza tluya. So if l'man d'amar korah mishum mechitza, by a korah, we're not concerned about the kiyas gediyah.
Sounds like it's easy to say good achis than it is to say pitekra. Pitekra needed 4 talking in here.
Pitekra needed what?
Pitekra needed 4 tefachim by the korah arba.
Well, it's not that pitekra needed 4 tefachim. In order for, in the case of the korah by the chorva, in order for pitekra to be effective, you need mechitzas that are makiv in area of 4 tefachim. It's not a pitekra of the pitekra
right.
Itself.
Pitekra would work. Yeah, it created. You needed that for the shusiyah dimension.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what we see so far is that Rashi understands Pitikra is operating Nidin good achis. I don't recall the cyber closes, but there's a Rashi in Sukkah explicit. Rashi in Sukkah and Daf Vav and Beis writes Rashi took above and based Dibra Maskel good, writes explicitly that Pitikra is Mishum Gudakis. So according to Rashi, Pitikra is operating based on Gudakis, and somehow it doesn't always have the Chisaron of Mechitza Tluya. Now, Tosfos is bothered by this. Tosfos on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Kora. Right, this is the same name of Rishashi that we just saw.
So, what did we want to see from the Ritva exactly?
We wanted to see that there is the possibility of distinguishing between a classic Mechisa Tluya, which is no good by Abasha, and Pitikra or other modes of something that might ostensibly be a Mechisa Tluya like a Korah, which doesn't have Melchisara. The Ritva says in the context of Korah that by Korah you could be saying good Achis, even though by Mechisa Tluya in general we wouldn't. Right, again, Lashon Ritva, Shani Karashi, Rechava Tefa, Furai Lomer Good Achis, Mk Rav and Kila Kfar Nista. His kasha was, why is that Mechisa Tluya? Whatever the answer is, it's not. Sure. If there's some distinction, let's figure out why, but there's some distinction between a regular Mechisa Tluya and a Korah. Okay, we're not done yet. So Tosan Tevavim and Beis, Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvua, Kora Arba Mataras B'mayim. I'm sorry, now this is on the previous line of Chorva. Right. Kora Arba Mataras B'chorva. So Tosan says, Pesh B'kundris. Disavalak Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Damar Mechisa Tuliyah Mataras, Lesel Chosak Vasi, Ein Yer Lavi, Dresh Shmuel Ohiter Ela B'Mavli, Aval B'Mechisa Tuliyah D'Chorva, Haprusu Rishis Arabim Lo, V'Oh, D'Kara Da'al Lo Minah Mechisa Tuliyah Mataras, D'Lak Mechisa Klal, Al Mitan Pitikra, V'Pitikra Lo Ashkakna Tanai D'Pligi, Rav Nami D'Islay, Pitikra Yovisasin Gamar Hakha B'Samach, So Tosa says one has nothing to do with the other. Clearly, we do hold a Pitikra, even if Mechisa Tluya doesn't work be Abasha. And Tosa says when it comes to a Kora, lack on Mechisa Klal. Tosa seems to be saying that Pitikra is not based on good Achis. Pitikra is a totally separate matter. And when it comes to Pitikra, there's no Chisaron of Bekiyas Gediyah. So the Stifler explains the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as follows. And according to Tosfos, if you look in Tosfos Sadi Dalet Amud Beis, actually two Tosfosim, the long on the top, and then the very bottom one, the Tosfos assumes in Dibra Maskel B'Shtei Ruchos on the top and Dibra Maskel B'Es on the bottom that Pitikra is Nidin Pesach. When you have Pitikra, you're creating a Pesach. You want to see one line, the bottom Tosos, Elanira, the Mikach Pitikra, Chashvina Le Pesach. Lelishna Kamba, V'Esser, Achavishu, B'Milua, the Pitikra, B'Mitan Pesach. The Pitikra operates not Midin Good Achis, but Midin Pesach. By Pesach, there's no Chisaron of Bekiyas Gediyah. So nothing to do with Mechisa Tluya.
What
that? Sadi Dalai Mebez. Bottom line, Sadi Dalai Mebez. According to Tosfos, Mechisa tuli apres midin Pesach, not midin Gorachis. There's no chisa on the Bekiyas Kedil. According to Rashi, it apres midin Gorachis. So according to Tosva, says the Stipler, according to Tosos, Kiruya Ba'alachson is talking about where you have a pirtz of a Karen Zavis and the roof is actually missing. So then, that makes sense. If Pitik or Abris B'din Pesach, so Pitzel B'Karen Zavis, a lot of the inching. And if it has to do with Gurachis, so what difference does it make if it's the Pitzel B'Karen Zavis or not? Gurachis is no less operative to Karen Zavis as anywhere else. So Rashi understands that the Fisarot, or the mechanism rather, of Pitagriya Visos is based on Gurachis. They couldn't have learned like Tosos that the case inside Dalit is Karen Zavis, because Karen Zavis should make a difference. So Rashi learns that it's Bishipua, that the roof is slanted. According to Tosos, if Tikra Yorisos is based on Pesach, so then I understand that Karen Zavis is not a Pesach. Rabbi Kornitzer pointed out that this also works with the other Machlokas Rashi Tosos that we alluded to so far, which we'll have to talk about more next time. That it's clear in the Gemara, you have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but it's clear from the Hemshach of Gemara that there are cases where Shmuel agrees that you say Pitikra. It's clear in the Gemara on Daf Kafei as well. And Machlokas Rashi Tosos, so where is it that Shmuel agrees you say Pitikra? According to Rashi, going back to the Achsadr Gemara, according to Rav, we say Pitikra even on all four sides. Achsadr Bik, according to Rashi, means an open area. There are no mechitzas on any side. According to Rav, you say Pitikra in that case. According to Shmuel, you won't say Pitikra if all four sides are open, but you will say Pitikra if three sides are open. It's only if you have no mechitzas at all that according to Shmuel you don't say Pitikra. Right? So again, according to Rashi, Achsad Rebekah, according to Rashi, you say Pitikra on all four sides. According to Shmuel, you only say it on three sides. Right? That's why, according to Rashi, the Machlokas is Daka B'Achsad Rebekah, which Rashi understands is a totally open area where there are no Melchitzas. According to Tosfos, Tzadi Dalet and Mebeis, Dibur Maskel B'Shtei Ruchos, it goes on to Tzadi Dalet and Aleph, Tosfos goes on to Mebeis. According to Rav, you don't even say Pitikra Yod Besosein for two opposite sides. According to Tosos, according to Rav, you will say Pitikra in this case. You can invoke Pitikra in two perpendicular walls, but you can't invoke Pitikra in two parallel walls, where it's mefulish. But Evan agrees.
Yeah, but why?
One second. But so according to Tosfos, you would say Pitikra here in both sides, but you wouldn't say Pitikra here, and you wouldn't say Pitikra. You definitely wouldn't say Pitikra according to anyone if all four sides are open. So Stifler said, sorry. So that could be because if Pitikra is based on a Pesach, so you can't have a Pesach on all four sides. That's what Tosfos writes on your Testament Aleph, Dibur Maskel Chatzer, that Pisco B'Dalet Ruchos Lo Avdi Inshi. According to Rashi, that Pitikra is based on Gurachis, it makes sense that you can have a Pitikra on all four sides. Because you can say Gurachis on all four sides. But if Pitikra is based on a Pesach, then it makes sense to say that there are limitations to where you can have a Pesach. You can have a Pesach on all four sides.
Unless you're Avraham Avinu.
Unless they're Akiva Vina.
Yeah.
Right.
He's
not. Okay. But next time, we'll have to discuss the parameters of this machlok as we've shown him and how we assume lalacha of what sides you can say pitikra on. Talking about whether pitikra is a din derais or din derabanan, whether pitikra works to be makif an area outside of the area that's enclosing, and then other limitations on pitikra.